From Tidbits on June 20th, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. MailMate 1.2. Freeron Software has released MailMate 1.2, the company's IMAP-only email client for macOS 10. The new release features a new look and functionality for managing attachments, as well as an improved capability to handle HTML content and messages. Several user interface tweaks, particularly around contextual menus, have also been introduced. Finally, the app adds the ability, currently marked as experimental, to compose messages using John Gruber's popular Markdown format. Quicksilver Beta 60. The popular launcher Quicksilver, which was recently resurrected from what looked like a slow descent into obsolescence, has been updated to version B60. The new release, which is compatible with only macOS 10.6 Snow Leopard, contains a veritable treasure trove of bug fixes and new additions. Among the highlights, you can now perform searches by file extension, find all the recent documents opened by any app, discover which apps are currently visible, and manipulate text using an improved interface. Kindle for Mac 1.5.1. Amazon has released version 1.5.1 of its popular Kindle app for macOS 10. The update includes tweaks to the user interface and built-in dictionary to support the German language, the capability of displaying real page numbers for Kindle books that include them, and the capability to view passages that have been highlighted by other Kindle users. The Kindle app now allows you to consult the built-in dictionary without leaving your book. The update is available through Amazon's website. Although the Kindle app can also be downloaded from the Mac App Store, the version there appears to be behind by several releases. Fantastical 1.0.1. Flexibits has released version 1.0.1 of Fantastical, its calendar management tool for macOS 10. The new release includes a number of bug fixes that affect several areas of the app, including the capability to invite attendees to a meeting, setting multiple auto alarms, and changing locale formatting. In addition, Fantastical now also supports a custom URL scheme, which enables external applications to communicate with it more easily and create calendar entries automatically, and also provides tighter integration with Microsoft's Outlook and Entourage applications. Default Folder 10 4.4.1. Navigating open and save dialogs will be even easier with St. Clair Software's release of Default Folder 10 4.4, which offers performance enhancements, new features, and improved compatibility with applications. New features include display of favorites even if they're on unmounted drives, preloading of favorites and recent folders to improve performance, a three-finger swipe gesture to navigate up the folder hierarchy, and focus on the search field when Command F is pressed. Along with some largely cosmetic bug fixes, Default Folder 10 4.4 now works better with Firefox 4, Quark Express, Real Basic, Chromium, Brother Control Center, Shimo, and Nu. Notably, version 4.4 is compatible with macOS 10 Lion Developer Preview 4, which is good news for full compatibility once Lion finally ships. Version 4.4.1 shipped hard on the heels of 4.4 to fix two key bugs. Airport Utility 5.5.3. There's likely no urgency in downloading this update, but Airport Utility 5.5.3 fixes various unspecified bugs, along with one that could cause a crash during setup. Snag a copy next time you're updating other software, unless you need to set up an airport base station before then. Airport Utility 5.5.3 requires macOS 10.5.7 or later. iMac Graphic Firmware Update 2.0. Apple has released the iMac Graphic Firmware Update 2.0 to fix an issue that could, in rare cases, cause an iMac to hang during startup or while waking from sleep. The firmware update requires macOS 10.6.7, but Apple doesn't say which iMac models it applies to. Therefore, the easiest approach is to rely on Software Update to present you with the update. As always with firmware updates, be careful not to interrupt the installation process. Typenator 4.4. We missed this release a few weeks ago, but Ergona Software has updated their popular text expansion utility Typenator to version 4.4, adding some welcome features and fixing a number of tweaky bugs. Improvements include control over the volume of the expansion sounds, fine-tuning of the quick search feature, the Command F shortcut entering the search field appropriately, and numeric sorting of abbreviations and expansions that contain numbers. The bugs are all highly specific to different programs and should improve Typenator's behavior when used within Coda, Espresso, Sparrow, Messenger Pro, FileMaker Pro, Adobe InDesign, Script Debugger, LaTeXit, Google Chrome, Safari, RStudio, RubyMine, MacVim, iCab, MarsEdit, Photoshop, Editra, Unitron, Adobe Illustrator, and MacJiro. Phew! That's a lot. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Dolly Drive, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.